This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, pet lovers. Welcome to Best Pets for Pets. So today's show, it's all about doing things automatic. Makes it easier for you, easier for your pets. And don't you love a good wipe? Well, stay tuned. I have an amazing guest today, and we're going to tell you all about it. We'll be right back.
You know the expression, cats have nine lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations, too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome Nick McHale. He is the founder of Penthouse Paws. Welcome, Nick.
Hi, how are you, Michelle?
I'm doing great. Now, I know that you are based in Greater Los Angeles, and we're recording June 2025, a little after the fires. How are things?
So, you know, we're Angelenos. We are strong and we rebuild. I know that there's a lot of progress being made. We recently helped out and supported a great cause, Pasadena Humane. We did a fantastic event out there at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, California. And we helped support a great organization that helped a lot of pets and pet parents during some brutal times, right? California wildfires are here and, you know, they do cause a lot of damage. And just like any natural disaster, pets are part of our life and we have to take care of them even during disasters.
Exactly. And Los Angeles is near and dear to my heart. I went to school out there, graduate school. I lived there 20 years and miss it. And watching the fires was heartbreaking. I have friends still out there. It was tragic. And Angelenos are tough. So I'm glad to hear that people are rebuilding. I'm keeping an eye on the news. I wish it never happened to begin with, of course. And thank you so much for all that you did to support the animals. I've watched a lot of that on the news, and there were so many animals that were rescued. It was just, if there was joy to be found at all, it was in everybody helping each other, and especially the animals, because they can't really help themselves.
Yes. And a lot of those pet parents, you know, having to evacuate and leave your home is not an easy feat.
No.
For a little bit of time, I used to work at FEMA, and I worked Hurricane Harvey at the call center. And I do remember what it was like speaking to survivors and speaking to people that had to find a new place to live and were displaced. So God bless those folks.
Yes, absolutely. I went from hurricanes, having lived in blizzards in New York, Florida hurricanes, earthquakes in California, coming back to hurricanes. So I've kind of lived through it all. Never had to fully evacuate. Well, I did evacuate once for a hurricane, but I was fortunate that nothing happened. Everything was still standing. I can't even imagine losing my home. So my heart goes out to those people. Let's talk about your product. You created Penthouse Paws. Why did you create Penthouse Paws? You have smart products. You have a smart feeder, water fountain. You have wipes, a variety of different products. What made you decide the pet industry needs another product and these are the products?
So what made us decide on the products?
How did Penthouse Paws start?
So it started during and after COVID. Technically, we started in 2023. But we've owned pets. Well, I've owned pets for a majority of my life. Currently, we have a Ragdoll Sphinx mix, which is Gizmo.
Oh, my God. Ragdoll and Sphinx? Whoa.
Yes. And he is a rescue. And he's an older, obviously he's older now, but he was the initial cat that we got. And he was a rescue. And then we got three Sphinx cats, which...
you know, I wanted to adopt one at one point, but I felt like with my crew that has fur, it could maybe injure the Sphinx. I had a listener reach out because she had heard me and said, come and adopt, although I'd have to fly up to upstate New York. But I was so worried my cats would attack them. And they're very high maintenance. How is it with three Sphinx?
So it is obviously very high maintenance. So that's when we started looking at automated devices, right? From feeding to watering. So Sphinx are hard to maintain, but they're adorable cats, right? They are very smart, intellectual. They remind me, if not smarter than dogs, right? And that brings us to dogs better than cats. No, I think each one has their own, you know, traits that to each their own, right? I love my Sphinx. I love my ragdoll. I think they're very intelligent pets, right? But maintaining it was a little bit challenging, especially if you travel, having to feed them overnight. So we went out there and we started looking for feeders and fountains, and I couldn't find one that really fit the bill for my pets that I knew that was made with good quality, you know, components. And I really didn't find that many American brands that I can choose from. It was mostly just overseas product that was inferior. And, you know, I didn't want all these people having my data or access to cameras. So we went out, we created our own app. So you can find the Penthouse Paws app on Apple Store and Google Play. It's free to download and connects our devices. So you can see your pet, hear your pet, speak to your pet from anywhere in the world. There's no monthly subscription fees. Once you connect it, you connect it to Wi-Fi.
Only good through your devices.
Only good through our devices, okay. Which are the smart feeders, which have a 1080p camera with night vision. So you can record content. You know, this is a content-rich world, right?
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of pet influencers, you know, they create content using their pets. And this is a great way to capture those off-the-scene moments that make everyone laugh. Pets do some fantastic stuff. You just got to catch them at the right time.
And that's really hard to do with cats.
Yes. But let me tell you something. It's getting a lot easier. Our new litter box is the Litter IQ, and it does have a built-in 4K camera, so you can see your pet.
Inside?
Inside of it. Yes, of course.
You can see your cat do its business?
You can see your cat doing his business and make sure to tell him to wipe his paws on the way out. So you can speak to them as well, and you can hear them and create content, right?
Free content. You know, not that long ago had on my other show, Catitude, a photographer, cat photographer. And she was telling me how we were talking about how challenging it is to get great pictures of your cat. But this is interesting. You can see pictures of your cat going or what they do before they go. Let's talk about the Litter IQ. What size cat is it for? Is it in different sizes? Is that coming soon? How does it work?
So the Litter IQ is coming soon. It is made for multiple cats. Any cat up to 2 pounds and above can use it. Kittens, you'd have to wait till they're about 2 pounds so the weight sensor can recognize that there's a cat in there. Remember, it also has a fail-safe. It has a child lock. And the greatest thing about our Litter IQ, it has a UV light. And the UV light kills all that bacteria that causes the odor. So that is a fantastic feature that is not really available on other litter boxes. So it makes a huge difference. And it has a built-in deodorizer that helps with the odor as well.
Nice. Can you use any sort of litter?
You can use any clumping litter. So crystal's a no-go, obviously, but any clumping litter will work.
Okay, let's talk about, you have a couple of feeders and you have an automatic water fountain, smart wireless water fountain. Now, are they sufficient for short getaways? And it's only dry kibble for the feeders, right?
Well, yes. At the current moment, they're for dry kibble. They either come in 6-liter capacity or 7-liter. The 7 liters are Smart Max. That holds 7 liters of dry food. You can have multiple portions. Each portion is about 7 grams. If you're talking in cup size, that holds about 32 to 40 cups, depending on the size of the kibble. any kibble size will work on this, as long, even treats, as long as it's up to 9 millimeters. And you can set portion control, different feeding times. If there's a problem, it sends you a notification on your phone. It lets you know what the issue is. If anything gets stuck, it has an auto reverse feature. And if power goes out, because I know a lot of pet parents are concerned, well, what if Fido, you know, pulls the plug out? How's he going to eat? And it does have a battery backup, so it will still feed your pet during a power outage.
Great.
So it works great like that. For the fountains, the wireless one, our smart wireless fountain, has a built-in lithium ion battery with a 45-day capacity. So it will keep running. It's motion activated. And it sends you notifications when it needs water, filter change. Our products are meant to make pet parenting a user-friendly experience and to take away the burden of keeping you on your toes. Did I feed Sphinx or did I not feed him? You know?
Especially when you're almost, what, 3.5? You have a mixed one. So you have 4 cats. So.
Yeah. So 4 cats is a lot.
It's
right?
A lot. No, and Sphinx are almost like double because they're high maintenance. I have 3 and they have fur. They're a lot easier than, and they're the Sphinx are more social. Mine, only one of mine is.
We're actually in development for a wet feeder as well with refrigeration.
Wow.
So that is coming down the pipeline. We have a lot of great stuff. You know, AI is alive and well. And is going to be changing pet parenting come 2026 and 2027. In 2026, we're going to be at CES, which is a consumer electronics show in Las Vegas. And we are going to be showing and releasing a slew of new products. So stay tuned for that one.
I'm excited. Now, can you use your feeders? Let's talk about what you have right now, but I'm excited for the wet food because, you know, people have different ways of feeding. Some prefer more wet, some are dry and wet, some are just dry. But say if you're going out of town, of course you'd want other cameras set up. You'd want an emergency backup and if you don't have anybody staying at your home. But say you're going out of town, it's going to be a day or two. Other things, we're not considering other situations, right? Because you want to have a live person that's nearby keeping an eye on things. But other than that, how long could someone go away with this smart feeder and smart water fountain comfortably? 2 days, 3 days?
So I usually leave my pets when I'm going on an overnight trip, would say 2-3 days. I have cats, so they need, and 4 cats, so I need somebody to come over and empty out the litter and do other things, right? So I would say 2-3, just depending on are you, you know, do you have 6 cats, 3 cats, the quantity of your pets? And is it just cats? Because our feeders also work for dogs. So the Smart Max works for dogs and you can feed your dog that way as well. Now, our fountains, our largest fountain, which is a smart wireless water fountain, holds 3.5 liters, which is about 1 gallon of water, right? Now, if you know that your pet currently is drinking more than 1 gallon in a day, then I would recommend a larger product, right? And we are in development for that. But if you know that they do not drink 1 gallon a day and they really not drinking at all, then our product is an excellent product to get them to drink. A lot of people forget that stagnant water is not very tasty, right?
Right.
And every time you put water, like for example, you know, I tell people this all the time. When you put a glass of water next to your nightstand at night, and then have a sip from it before you go to bed, it doesn't taste the same in the morning when you wake up and the water's stale. And your pet doesn't want to drink that stale water either. And then the pet parent's job becomes washing the bowl on the daily and refreshing the water on the daily. And there's still biofilm and slime buildup that happens. And with our products, they have a UV light feature that dissipates that biofilm and prevents it from building. So the water's fresh, it's being circulated, it's being filtered. It has a hollow fiber filtration system to pick up any food particles, any hair, debris that gets in the water. So truly they are getting fresh water every time they take a sip.
And it also, as you said, it stimulates cats to drink more water because I have fountains for my cats and they love. I mean, they'll drink out of a still bowl, but they really love the fountains. And I never have a problem with them drinking.
Yes, cats love running water because that is in their natural habitat, right?
Yeah.
They love springs and running water, and that's one thing that they love. And obviously, as you know, they have a lot of kidney issues, right? And dehydration, and they don't really drink that much. So you should really encourage them to drink, folks.
Yes, absolutely. All right, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Has your dog or cat chewed through yet another set of sheets?
I get it. I've been there. But instead of replacing them with more scratchy, low-quality bedding, why not treat yourself to what Oprah and Kris Jenner sleep on every night? It's called Cozy Earth. And yes, it's as dreamy as it sounds. Their bamboo sheets and pajamas are buttery soft, cooling, moisture-wicking, and they actually get softer every time you wash them. I'm talking next-level snuggle mode here, folks. These sheets have been on Oprah's Favorite Things list 7 years in a row, and there's a reason why. Cozy Earth gives you the softest, coolest sleep of your life. And just for Pet Life Radio listeners, I scored you an exclusive 41% off. That's the biggest discount they offer anywhere. Just use promo code PETLIFERADIO at CozyEarth.com and sleep like the celebrity your pet already thinks you are. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code PETLIFERADIO. You'll thank me at bedtime.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking to Nick McHale. He is the founder of Penthouse Paws. So, Nick, let's talk about whites. Now, I know why you created them, because we talked about your cats in the half, your Sphinx cats, and Sphinx cats get oily. So for people that I don't know, well, this is in catitude, so they might not know. For people that don't know what a Sphinx cat is, they are naked cats. They have a fur, right? But it's very, very fine. It's not like regular cat fur. They're the cats that you see that are wrinkly and naked looking.
Just remember Austin Powers.
Oh, yes. Okay. I was going to say, but this is one of those housewife shows and they're not on anymore. Grandma Wrinkles. I love that name. So it's not on anymore. I love Sphinx. One day when I have a lot of more time, because they are high maintenance, I'm going to have a Sphinx. Now you have three, Ragdoll and Sphinx mix, which is interesting. What are their names and what is it like to take care of them with just keeping them, their skin nice?
So the Sphinx are Cleo, which is short for Cleopatra, and I call her Sphinxy. That is her nickname. So we started off with her. She was a birthday gift given to me. And then after that, we adopted two Sphinx brothers, which we didn't want to separate. So that was Ramses and Pharaoh. And Ramses and Pharaoh are brothers. We've had them for about 6 years. Sphinxy was about 7. Gizmo is, I believe he just had his birthday, this guy. So he's 11, if I am not mistaken. Actually, 12. He is 12.
Is he the one that's mixed?
Yes, Gizmo's the mix. And obviously the Sphinx are just like what you alluded to. They're very oily cats, right? It's kind of like handling a grease ball. So I was looking for a product out there that was natural, not harmful to the environment, and didn't find something that really fit the bill for my cats. So I started developing, and we came up with an entire line of pet grooming products. And I'm going to be honest with you, grooming is not inexpensive, right? Grooming is expensive. And a lot of people try to stretch the groomings out as far and wide as possible, right? So we just did the LA County Fair, and we had a booth over there. And we were speaking with a lot of different people from all over this part of the country. And a lot of people don't brush their pets' teeth, right? And that's one thing that we are actually have a product that's fantastic for, which is our finger dental wipes. And they slide on your finger, and they're infused with vitamin C and honey. And they work great.
For cats?
They're for cats, dogs. I know with cats, it's a little bit challenging, right? Even when you use the toothbrush and the toothpaste, right? Because I know my cats. The first thing they do when they see the toothbrush is lick the toothpaste off, right?
Right.
And that's the first thing that happens, right? So these ones, they don't really lick. And cats are usually, as long as you're able to get them in a good state, they'll let you pet them. And once they're giving you you know, their belly for rubs, you know, that's what I do for mine. It helps with tartar, bad breath, any irritation on the gums. It helps with the lessening of it since it's infused with natural ingredients. And it works great for dogs as well. And you just toss them afterwards. A lot of people don't get their cat's teeth cleaned. We do recommend professional cleaning for your pet's teeth and the finger dental wipes as a, you know, as a maintenance. It does work.
Okay. And what about your eye wipes down the body? So the teeth, let's do the eyes. And I have a special affinity for the ear wipes. So tell us about the eye wipes. I know some dogs, Mr. Nicky, who's in Doggy Heaven, used to get that, the gunk. Yeah, gross. I mean, Mr. Zeus had it. He's also in Doggy Heaven. He used to have it a little, but it seems like shorter, like bearded dogs, small ones, have it more.
The eye wipes were essential for my Sphinx because the ragdoll's hair, even though we started giving Mr. Gizmo a lion cut to try to minimize the hair content, it would still get into the Sphinx eyes, right? And it, you know, became irritating for them. So now we just wipe down their eyes with our wipes, and it worked fantastic because they're formulated to make sure that they're gentle enough on their eyes if it does get into their eyes, and it helps with the eye gunk, clearing their mucus, any tear stain buildup for dogs, I know, is essential, and this does help with that tremendously. And all hypoallergenic, natural ingredients, biodegradable, paraben and alcohol free. And we are, and we have applied for USDA bio-certified certification, just pending the bureaucracy of things.
So I have something.
You're a fan. You're a fan
of
them. Tell us about it.
I'm a fan of it because I'll tell you, ear hematomas are very rare in cats. So why do 2/3 of my cats have ear hematomas? I don't know. So what a hematoma is picture the ear and there's a vein. I mean, I'm not a vet, so I'm going to describe it more as a visual. There's a vein on the perimeter of the ear that fills with blood. And so when the cat shakes their heads, you know, violently, that ear, you know, normally it fills with blood and it drains. But the ear can, I'm explaining this probably all wrong. Basically, the ear hematoma means the ear was once normal. And then because of the blood draining from it, the ear becomes crunchy, like a folded up mushy ear. It's normally in dogs. Dennis has this. If you've seen pictures of him at Michelle Fern Pet, there's pictures of Dennis. You see he has one ear up and one ear crunchy. And Charlotte has a small one, not as bad. And when we didn't have surgery on him to try to keep his ear because the vet at that time said it wouldn't change much. That was probably over 10 years ago. What I love about your wipes is Dennis's ear, we have to clean it all the time. It gets smelly, ugh, and he hates it. So your wipes do a fantastic job. He hates it a lot less, and I don't have to smell his stinky ear. Dennis is my lover cat. He's the sweetie boy. So he's always around and near you. He wants whatever you're eating, even though he probably won't eat it. He likes lettuce. He doesn't like it, but he wants it. So just to tell you how odd Dennis is. So it's so nice to have Dennis around me with a clean ear and not stinky.
So you did describe the hematoma, I think, from a layperson pretty accurately, because one of our cats, one of the Sphinx cats, actually got that, and that was Pharaoh. But his was filled with blood, and it looked like he was in a boxing match. And I took him to the vet, and he said that they put in and they drained it, and he was in a cone for about 2 weeks, and he was not a happy cat, let me tell you. And that's, you know, I'm glad you brought that up because cleaning your pet's ears so they don't shake their heads is essential. A lot of people don't realize that there's earwax in there, ear mites. You need to clean out your pet's ears because there's a lot of buildup in there. And folks forget about their
ears.
They
do. And here's another thing. When Dennis shakes his head a lot, he ends up with a nosebleed. So that was a nice expensive vet appointment just to find out that he had a bloody nose, but you have to check. And thank you for that kind words about explaining the erythematoma like a layperson. But you're right. Now that I'm thinking about it, our vet said that we couldn't really drain his ear and keep it okay. It would just crunch up. Then we found out later it probably could have been drained and not been as crunched up as it is. Because the problem, as you know, what happens is it's hard to get into the crevices.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, you try to keep your pet looking as best as possible, right? You know, I'm going to switch gears just one quick second. We did the CFA cat show in Ohio, and God bless the people that groom all these cats. That is a process,
oh, yes.
Right?
Oh, yes.
The washing of their coats and the maintenance. I was talking to one of the ladies that had one of her cats in the show, and she was explaining that that is a day's process, if not more, and how many baths and how many times they got to rewash their coats. So God bless those ladies and those people that go to these grooming shows and have their pets showcased. It's insane. It's wild.
And thankful for all of the cat groomers out there because not everybody does it. I'm giving a shout out to Pat's Grooming. They did Dennis recently. He's part Maine Coon. If you miss even a few days of brushing him, he's older, he's lazy, he gets knotted.
Yes, the knotting is an issue, and that's cats licking themselves and pets licking themselves is great, but they still need human help at times. You know, and I think people forget that sometimes. Our paws and body wipes, a lot of times people forget that pets lick themselves. And I know that pet parents try to be vigilant, but some pet parents are not aware that you should not be using baby wipes on your pets, right? Baby wipes are not formulated for pets. They are not meant to be licked, you know, and it potentially is harmful to your pet. That's why you should use things that are formulated specifically for your pets. So that way, when they are ingested on their coats or absorbed on their skin, it doesn't have a negative reaction and you don't end up going to the vet and causing harm or pain to your pet.
Great point, Nick. Tell us more about the body wipes. Are those for just like maintenance cleanups, good all the time for your cats? How do your Sphinx like them?
Sphinx love them. They help tremendously with the oily skin. We have two different variants. We have the unscented and we have the lavender version. Lavender is all essential oil, has a fantastic light lavender odor to it, and helps tremendously with paws, body, anything that is dirty. A lot of times, you know, our pets don't wipe their butts the way we'd like them to. Great for that. So, you know, a lot of these pets are kissing you. They are sleeping in your bed. They are cuddling up next to your kids. And at the end of the day, you're sharing everything that these pets are sharing with you. So grooming is essential, you know. So I think that out of need and necessity, we formulated our products. And we use all clean ingredients. We don't, you know, we make sure that everything is pet safe. There's no animal testing involved. And our products are made from bamboo pulp. They are biodegradable. They're not harmful towards the environment. Just please don't flush them down your toilets because that will clog your sewer system.
Yeah, people don't realize that things have to be made to break down.
Yeah.
Very easily.
Yeah.
You can't even flush facial tissue.
Yeah. So be careful with your plumbing. Just put it in the waste bin. They will disintegrate. They are biodegradable. They're gentle, hypoallergenic, plant-based. They're excellent products. And, you know, we are now on Chewy. We're on Chewy.
I was going to just ask, where can we buy all your fabulous products?
Oh, our
website is penthousepaws.com.
Yes. That is our main website, pousepaws.com. And then you can find us at fine retailers such as Chewy, Wayfair. We're on walmart.com, eBay. We are also launching in brick and mortar coming 2025. So stay tuned on that. But we are growing and we are going to be at CatCon. I don't know if you're going to be at CatCon. So we are at CatCon. We will also be at Super Zoo coming up in Las Vegas.
Oh, have a great time. Nick, it's been so much fun talking to you. You're just an amazing person. I wish you amazing success with Penthouse Paws. The products are phenomenal. I can't wait to find out about what comes out next. And thank you so much for coming on Best Bets for Pets.
Well, thank you so much, Michelle. It's been a pleasure. And I look forward to seeing you soon.
I hope you all enjoyed this show. Remember to check out Penthouse Paws, P-A-W-S, penthousepaws.com. Great products. I am excited for all of them. And let me tell you, I'm going to go clean Dennis's ear right now. So I want to get, before I do that, I want to give a thank you to my guest, Nick from Penthouse Paws, for coming on Best Bets for Pets. Thank you to everyone that listens to Best Bets for Pets. We've had some great products. I've been hosting the show for 15 years. And wow, so many products that have come and gone over the years, and some really great ones. This is one of the great ones, Penthouse Paws. And no, they're not sponsoring the show, but they have great stuff. And I want to thank my crew, Dennis, Charlotte, and Molly, for letting me try out the wipes and the fountain and the feeder on them. They're a great test crew. And of course, thank you to my producer, Mark Winter, for all the magic you work in making the sounds show sound excellent. And remember, you never know what we'll have next on Best Bets for Pets.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.